The Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant continues its attack in Iraq. However, some analysts say the recent aborted plots to attack hospitals in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, show that the Takfiri terrorist group is still running its activities here in the country. Security has been tightened and Hezbollah's stronghold in the Dahiya suburbs, after sources released information about ISIL's renewed threats.
So in Lebanon, it's no secret that there are many sleeping cells which are related to ISIL and Nusra and Al-Qaeda and other militants. The Al-Qaeda as a whole wants to expand its victory to all the region, including Lebanon.
Recently, Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah has said, if we had not intervened in Syria at the appropriate time and in the appropriate way, ISIL would have been in Beirut now. Even though Lebanon has been through an uneasy calm for months now, ISIL and other Al-Qaeda affiliates are still trying to achieve their goals in Lebanon.
The threat of Takfiris is still ongoing. It has decreased due to the security measures that were taken, but we can't say ISIL is not in Lebanon or in Beirut. These groups are targeting the resistance. The resistance, having secured Syria's Kolomon Mountains, has blocked the plan for Al-Qaeda affiliates to take over Lebanon. They have now gone to their second place, which is bombing areas across Lebanon and attacking the resistance.
Many here say Hezbollah's involvement in Syria is believed to have saved Lebanon from experiencing what's currently taking place in Iraq. Analysts argue that as long as the region is grappling with strife and violence, Lebanon will continue to face Takfiri threats. The role of some Persian Gulf and regional countries when it comes down to supporting these Al-Qaeda affiliates has left many wondering about the hidden agenda that's planned for the region. Lemis Karut, Press TV, Beirut.